Now joined by Coach Slaughter over at Tri-County High School. That's girls interview first with the Lady Mustangs. We'll get to the boys interview with Coach Lowry here in just moments on KTTN. One of the best players in the region, certainly at a Class 1 level, is Brooke Littrell over at Green City. And Tri-County had to deal with her a week ago tonight. Acquitted themselves against a number 10 ranked team fairly well. Lost by 25, 63-38. Home games this week, and we will hear on the boys' interview. We weren't quite sure this morning whether games would be played or not, but it sounds like when I just got from you, Coach Slaughter, that Breckenridge good to come up, and you guys got your home opener here in a few hours.
Yeah, we're excited about it. We weren't sure if we were going to be able to play today, but it looks like everything's going to clear up enough so that we can get the game in tonight.
How much better did your team get from playing a team of Green City's caliber last Tuesday, Coach?
Well, I think it's, anytime you play a team like that, it's tough. They're a really good team. They have Littrell, but they also have some other players who can shoot the basketball, and they handle it pretty well. And, we just went out and we played our game, and we felt like we had some opportunities early to score, and we couldn't get a basket to fall in the first quarter, and then we struggled in the second quarter with our rebounding in particular. But other than that, I thought we played pretty well. The third quarter was 21-21 score, which that's a few more points than we'd like to give up. But we hit, we started making some shots, and you could see some things starting to come together a little bit. So even though, it wasn't the result that we wanted, we felt like we kept battling, playing hard, and we got better because of it.
So the last couple of interviews or seasons, we've had a couple of softball interviews. Obviously, you with the Lady Mustangs last season. It certainly feels like Tri-County girls sports are on an uptick. And, it just gets better every year because the girls get a little bit older. You bring back more and you lose. How excited are you? Or how much confidence do you have with this group that they can be pretty darn good by the time February rolls around?
Well, we have a lot of confidence in our players. And like we talked last year, we have a group that is very coachable. They work hard every day. When you come in like we did last year, we just didn't know, was there going to be apathy? How were the attitudes going to be? And from day one, these girls have worked really hard, and that's a credit to our seniors who have just been great and mentored our younger players. We've got some new girls in the mix that are freshmen this year, so we're really excited about where we're going, and we think we have a very bright future, not only this year, but in the next few years.
Yeah, obviously, we talked about how good Green City is, and that was certainly a big portion of why they got you last week. But when you look at what your team did, Coach, where can you get better off of that game?
Well, I think we have to finish plays. That's the biggest thing. Offensively, we have to finish plays. Defensively, we've got to rebound better. We just did not do a very good job, and Littrell's pretty tall, and she's difficult anyway, but when we watched film, we didn't get very good position, and there were times that the back end of our press wasn't where it was supposed to be, and so we gave up some easier drives than we would like. So I think defensively we need to get better in just rebounding and stopping drives, and offensively we just have to finish plays. And we did that in the second half, but we wanted to do that for four quarters.
So we're at Breckenridge tonight, and certainly we know that Breckenridge hasn't had nearly the success of, say, a Green City, the team you played last week, but it's also a test for your girls to, do they come out after, I'm sure that getting into the gym, Thanksgiving, snowstorm, that's been challenging. So do they come out with a lot of energy tonight in the home opener? And I know your hope is that they do, and they play real well.
Well, I think we will. Energy is usually not a problem for our team. I think for us it will just be about, we had a pretty good break, but we've had a couple of days off here. You never know what's going to happen when you've been out of school all day and how the kids are going to react to that. But I think energy should be good. It will just be a matter of, can we finish plays tonight? Can we execute what we're trying to do? And if we do that, then we hope that we have a good chance to win the game.
How deep do you go, Coach? From the starting five, how deep do you go on the bench?
We play nine. We're pretty much four. We bring in four girls off the bench, and then we do that pretty consistently. We got in some foul trouble, so we had to mix and match a little bit more against Green City. But we have nine girls, and they're going to play about the same minutes. And we feel like that really helps our pressure defense to keep girls fresh and to keep our energy level up. And if, someone's struggling one night, somebody else might get more minutes, but We're just looking to be a strong team because that's what we have to do. We have to play together if we're going to be successful.
When you talk about being a factor in the HDC, and I know Mercer has an outstanding freshman in Meineke coming in this year, and you know that'll certainly make the Lady Cardinals bring everything back, better, and they're moving in the right direction. But I look at that game on Friday with North Harrison coming to your place, Coach. I think that's a huge early season game in this conference.
Yeah, it is. They're a good team, and I know they lost some key players, but that experience of winning, that's hard to duplicate sometimes. And so what we have to do early in the season, we don't know exactly what they're going to do yet, so we've got to execute our style of basketball, get the pace going the way that we want it to go. And if we do that, we hope that we have a chance to win the game. But, yeah, it's a big test. It will show kind of where we're at, I think, in the conference and where they're at, at least from an early season standpoint. We're trying to be competitors for a conference championship, and in order to do that, we have to win conference games. So Friday night will be a big one.
Well, and you led right into kind of the question I was going to ask you, Coach, because certainly, as we said, you're a program on the uptick, and you bring back a lot of talent, and there's some other programs in the conference that do as well. But and you just kind of said it. You feel like that if you come out and play your brand of ball, that you can be right in that discussion for the HDC championship over the next 2 months?
Yeah, we'd like to think so. That's what we worked off. We worked last season to get better and better, and it was kind of a rebuilding. But we went into the summer going, the rebuild is over. It's time to go win championships, whether it's tournament championships or conference championships or district championships, whatever it is. We went into the summer thinking about those things as our goals instead of just trying to be competitive. We want to be a team that's fighting for championships. And in order to do that, you got to go through the teams that are ahead of you or that were ahead of you last year. And, that's why we look at, we don't want to look past Breckenridge tonight, obviously. But as a coach, going into Friday night that's a big game.
Head coach Jeremy Slaughter of the Tri-County Mustangs, Breckenridge tonight, North Harrison Friday night, both at home for the Lady Mustangs. Coach, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you and the Mustangs. We'll talk with you again next Tuesday.
Thank you. We appreciate the coverage.